Home Study Lesson, Ether Chapter 13, Verse 1 through Moroni Chapter 7, Verse 19, or Unit 31. Preparation material for the Home Study Teacher. Summary of Daily Home Study Lessons. The following summary of the events, doctrines, and principles students learned as they studied Ether 13, Verse 1 through Moroni 7, Verse 19, or Unit 31, is not intended to be taught as part of your lesson. The lesson you teach concentrates on only a few of these doctrines and principles. Follow the promptings of the Holy Spirit as you consider the needs of your students. Day 1. Ether chapters 13 through 15. The Jaredites rejected the prophet Ether and persisted in wickedness and war until they ultimately destroyed one another. From this account, students learn that if we reject the Lord's warnings to repent, His Spirit withdraws, and Satan gains power over our hearts. Students were also able to see that anger and vengeance lead us to make choices that hurt ourselves and others. In this account of the destruction of the Jaredites, Moroni gave his readers hope by declaring that the New Jerusalem, or Zion, would be built in the latter days. Day 2. Moroni chapters 1 through 5. While Moroni was wandering for the safety of his life, he recorded further information on the priesthood and ordinances of the gospel. He wrote that conferring the gift of the Holy Ghost and ordaining to priesthood offices are done by the laying on of hands by those in authority. Moroni's attention to the sacrament provided students a chance to ponder how the emblems of the sacrament can help them remember the atonement of Jesus Christ. They were also reminded that as they faithfully keep the covenants associated with the sacrament, they can always have the Lord's Spirit to be with them. Day 3, Moroni chapter 6. Moroni emphasized the importance of baptism, fellowship in the church, and directing church meetings through the Holy Ghost. Students learn that, through baptism, we covenant to take upon us the name of Jesus Christ and serve Him to the end. They also learned about the responsibility they have to spiritually nourish other church members by meeting together often to fast and pray, and to partake of the sacrament in remembrance of Jesus Christ. In addition, students learn that as often as we repent and seek forgiveness with real intent, we will be forgiven. Day number 4. Moroni chapter 7 verses 1 through 19. Moroni recorded a discourse given by his father, who taught that in order to be blessed for our good works, we must do them with real intent of heart. In this discourse, Mormon also taught how we can make righteous judgments. Students discovered that whatever comes from God invites us to do good and to love and serve God, and whatever persuades us to do evil and fight against God comes from the devil. Mormon implored his listeners to search diligently to follow the light of Christ, which would give them power to discern between good and evil. Introduction. Today's lesson emphasizes the reasons and need for each of us to attend church meetings. It encourages students in their determination to discern between good and evil and to search diligently in the light of Christ in order to make good judgments. Suggestions for teaching. Ether chapters 14 and 15. Moroni records the end of the Jaredite civilization. Write 2 million on the board. Ask students to imagine how many people 2 million is compared to the number of people who live in their city. Invite a student to read Ether 15, 1 and 2 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what happened to 2 million Jaredites. Ask if any of the students can summarize the events that led to the destruction of the Jaredites as recorded in Ether 14 and 15. If students have trouble responding, invite them to review the following scripture passages: Ether 14, 5 through 10 and verse 24, Ether 15, 1 through 6 and verses 19 and 22. What are some lessons we can learn from the destruction of the Jaredites? These true truths were highlighted in the students' lessons this week. Number 1, if we reject the Lord's warnings to repent, His Spirit withdraws, and Satan gains power over our hearts. And number 2, anger and vengeance lead people to make choices that hurt themselves and others. What are some situations in which these lessons could apply in the life of a young man or young woman today? Moroni chapters 1 through 3. Moroni testifies that he will not deny the Christ. Invite a student to read Moroni 1, 1-4 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what Moroni wrote about his situation after abridging the account of the Jaredites. Why would the Lamanites have killed Moroni? What does this show about Moroni's faith and courage? How can we develop such a firm testimony of Jesus Christ? Moroni chapters 4 through 6. Moroni records the sacrament prayers, the qualifications for baptism, and the reasons for church meetings. Write the following phrase on the board. Why should I go to church on Sunday? Invite students to search Moroni 4 through 6 and prepare a 1 to 2 minute response to this statement by making a few notes in their study journals. Encourage them to include in their responses at least two of the following elements. You may want to write these on the board or prepare them on a handout. Number 1, a scripture passage from Moroni chapters 4 through 6 that explains a reason for meeting together at church. Number 2, a doctrine or principle that explains why we should attend church meetings. Number 3, a personal experience that illustrates why we should attend church meetings. And number 4, a personal testimony of the importance of attending church meetings. Once students have had sufficient time to prepare their thoughts, invite a few of them to share their insights with the class. After students have shared what they have learned, add your testimony to the truths they identified and of the importance of meeting together in church meetings regularly. Moroni chapter 7 verses 1 through 19. Mormon teaches how to judge between good and evil. Before class, fill a cup with water and another cup with a mixture of water and white vinegar, or salt. The cups should look identical. Inform the class that you have two cups of water that appear to be identical, but one of them tastes sour or salty. Ask for a volunteer to determine which cup holds the good water and which cup holds the sour or salty water. They might do this by tasting it or smelling it. How can you tell if something is evil without actually trying it? Explain that in his record, Moroni included a sermon from his father Mormon that gives insight into this question. Invite a student to read Moroni 7, 11 through 13 and 15 through 16 aloud. Ask the class to follow along and choose at least one phrase that explains how we can discern between good and evil. Allow a few students an opportunity to share a phrase they chose. Invite a student to read Moroni 7, 19 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what Mormon said we should do in order to know good from evil. What did Mormon counsel us to do so that we can discern between good and evil? Students should be able to identify the following principle. As we search diligently in the light of Christ, we can discern between good and evil. From your studies this week, what do you understand the light of Christ to be? When has the light of Christ helped you discern between good and evil? Give students a minute or two to write a list of their favorite television shows, songs, music groups, internet sites, apps, video games, or personal possessions. Invite them to use Moroni 7, 16 through 19 to determine whether the items on their lists help them come closer to God or move farther away from Him. Remind students of the invitation they received in their study this week to eliminate from their lives those things that are not good and to lay hold upon every good thing. See Moroni 7:19. You may want to share an experience you have had when you have followed the light of Christ and were able to discern between good and evil. Next unit, Moroni chapter 7 verse 20 through chapter 10 verse 34. Invite students to consider the following questions as they study the next unit. What is charity? How can a person obtain charity? Why shouldn't little children or infants be baptized? How did Mormon and Moroni stay faithful even when they were surrounded by wickedness? What were Moroni's final words? Why are they important?